This is Stock Day. News and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on the OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. He is the CEO of Kona Gold Solutions, Inc., Robert Clark, under the ticker symbol KGKG. Again, that's Kona Gold Solutions, trading under the ticker symbol KGKG. Robert, welcome to the show.
Hi, Everett. Thank you for having me. Really excited to be on the show today.
You know, I'm familiar with your company, but you guys are getting into a lot of areas that pertain with the hemp. Give us a little history of your company and maybe a little background of yourself also.
Okay, absolutely. We are not just focusing on one area of the hemp industry. We've positioned the company as a premier lifestyle company. So, you know, with that lifestyle aspect, we want to incorporate many different products. Our key products starting out with, the beverage side. So energy drinks, energy shots. We're moving into apparel, energy patches. And then down the road, shampoos and some possibly other products as well. Kona Gold is a young company. We just launched last year and just launched our first products this year in 2016. And those products that we launched were our 8.4-ounce energy drink, which we have in regular and sugar-free. And then we also have three flavors of 2-ounce energy shots in grape, berry, and orange.
Let me ask you this. I have a couple of questions for your products. Are you guys in the retail right now, or are you just selling it through your World Wide Web? How is your distribution set up?
Okay, so right now, yeah, we do sell on our website, and we also sell on Amazon.com. And we are currently in the process of working on distribution and, getting into some retail space, which includes, small shops, convenience stores, and such, that nature.
Okay. You came on the show today to talk about some of your new products that are going to be launched this year. When are those products going to be coming out, and what kind of products will be launched here in 2016?
Okay, great question. As I mentioned, in early 2016, we launched our non-hemp-infused energy drink line. And in the second quarter of 2016, we're going to be launching our apparel line, which is going to include hats manufactured by New Era, FlexFit, nice embroidered hats. And then also the apparel line will include T-shirts and belts as well. Shortly after that, we're in the process of launching a non-hemp-infused energy patch as well, which we're excited about.
Some of the products that you guys are launching off and have launched off, obviously you guys are in a very sweet spot. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think there's two states that have legalized marijuana, about 13 to 14 that have medical marijuana. The growth of this industry, we're in right now we're in the infancy stage of it. Where do you see this growing product-wise and legalization for your company?
Yeah, well, legalization, within the next 5 to 10 years, that's just going to, move on from state to state. We're seeing a lot of bills being passed in different states, which is really exciting, and really exciting for us to be in this space at such an early stage to establish ourselves as that premier, hemp company. And the great thing about, hemp-infused products, when you infuse it with hemp seed oil, that's legal in all 50 states. And what a lot of people don't realize is that, hemp seed oil, it's been dubbed the nature's most perfectly balanced oil. And that's because of the fact that it, has a perfect balance of 3-to-1 ratio of omega-6 and omega-3s, essential fatty acids that are optimum requirement for, long-term healthy human nutrition. So once, consumers, learn more about that and understand it more, I think it's going to be accepted, more in general population and on a broader scale.
Can you tell my listeners about your new hemp-infused energy drink that's going to be coming out here shortly?
Yes. Now, this is a product we're really excited about, and our know our shareholders are excited about as well. You know, we're working with some partners now on creating our hemp-infused energy drink. And what a lot of people don't understand, it's not an easy process when you infuse hemp seed oil, which is an oil-based product, into a water-based carbonated product. There's some secretive processes that go on there, and you have to work with the right partners to get the right blend. And we feel, you know, we're working with the right partners and working on great formulas that we're going to be launching. Hopefully, we're looking at the third quarter of this year.
So third quarter, we got a new hemp-infused energy drink going to be hitting the market in the third quarter of 2016. Is that correct?
That is correct. And there's going to be a lot of marketing behind this. You know, we're looking to do hemp-based and non-hemp-based trade shows, quite a bit of online advertising, publication advertising, sponsoring events, and actively pursuing celebrity endorsements as well.
Is the previous management still involved with the company? Can you bring us up to speed with that?
Yes, they are not involved. You know, we took over the company middle of last year, you know, did, you know, name change, ticker change, made sure everything was compliant, and completely new management. I took over the company, and we recently just brought on a great new CFO, Ryan Medico, that we announced last week. And we're actively pursuing, you know, to bring on individuals, experts in different fields onto our board of directors and our advisory committee as well. So it's all new management. There's no old management involved in the company, and you know, a lot of good things happening for us.
Can you talk about, since you guys have come on, how you maybe possibly cleaned up the balance sheet? Can you talk about that any?
Yes, you know, prior to taking over the company, there was actually a very lengthy and expensive audit done on the public side of the company. So, you know, that was put in place before we took over, and you know, we're paying off debts and you know, bringing in some inventory, and you know, the balance sheet's cleaned up, and we have a great business plan that I feel is very aggressive but attainable, and you know, that's available for everybody to look at as well.
Are you guys currently selling any shares into the market?
We are not. You know, our management team, we have restricted shares. So those are, you know, following the standard guidelines. And so we are currently not selling any shares into the market. You know, we get questions, you know, like that sometimes because we're a new company. We have a lot of things happening, a lot of moving parts. And sometimes shareholders, you know, they see things happening with the stock, so they'll call us, and you know, we don't have any control over that. You know, we're working on building a great company with fantastic products, and hopefully, you know, that reflects on our shareholder side, which we feel it really will.
My guest today is Robert Clark. He is the CEO of Kona Gold Solutions, Inc., trading under the ticker symbol KGKG. In closing, Robert, is there anything you want to get out to my listeners that we haven't talked about that you would like to transcend a certain message before we get off the air today?
Absolutely. Just want to mention again to watch out for us in 2016. We have a lot of products in development and coming out this year, and we feel it's going to be a really big year for Kona Gold, and we're excited to see what it has in store for us.
Again, our guest today has been Robert Clark. He is the CEO of Kona Gold Solutions, Inc., trading on the OTC under the ticker symbol KGKG. Robert, thank you for stopping by and coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Everett. Appreciate it.